You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Nets picks that they acquired in 2032, and they may get more, they're never using those picks. Let me give you a spoiler alert.
7 years from now.
No, they're never using those picks.
Why are they never using those
picks? Because for whomever, and this is kind of the mystery of the Knicks making the Mikal Bridges trade and the risk of making the Mikal Bridges trade, there's going to be a young superstar that becomes available that none of us see coming, and the Nets want to be one of those teams that have all the assets they can back up to acquire that guy.
Right.
So if you want a really long-term prediction, that 2032 pick they got from the Denver Nuggets, that'll eventually be owned by the Minnesota Timberwolves when Anthony Edwards comes to Brooklyn. Now, that sounds crazy now, but that's my point. Like, that's what they're trying to do. So enough about the Nets, but I think when they acquire first-round picks, the idea that they're going to use all of them just because they used five this year, I honestly don't think that's their strategy. I think it's to add as much capital to their booty to eventually cash in.
And then there just wasn't that player this free agency.
And they're not ready for it.
Well, yeah, right. But there also wasn't that player.
100%. The right player wasn't out there, and they're not ready for it. 2 years from now, you never know. The risk on the Bridges trade, and this is where I think Kendrick has a chance to be right, is if tomorrow Giannis Antetokounmpo demands a trade. Mm. You're not in position to trade for him because you traded for Mikal Bridges. That's just the reality.
Right.
And I understand the other side of this argument, which is, well, how did I know Giannis was going to be available? And how do I even know if I had those picks, I'd still get them? I still may not get them because the Bucks may send them out west. But that's the risk of that trade, that those assets are no longer things you can use to acquire somebody.
And so, I still think that Bridges, or I know Mikal Bridges is better than what he showed last year, and I think a guy like Mike Brown could unlock the Mikal Bridges we saw in Phoenix and his early stint or the early years in Brooklyn. He was a better player than he showed last year.
I agree with that. I do agree with that. I don't think it's a completely lost deal yet. I think that the loss in draft picks, I think the argument that's being made between immature Net fans and even you, Tommy, is lost on those kids and those picks. It's not about the draft picks. It's not about using the draft picks. It's about trading them for another player that could have helped this roster that maybe we would have argued would have helped this roster more than Mikal. That's the argument. It's not about the high school kid or the middle school kid that you're not drafting at 2031. Just like that pick the Nets got in the Nuggets trade and the Michael Porter Jr. trade, I don't know if they're ever using that pick. My prediction is they're not. It's going to be traded for some superstar that none of us can imagine.
Yeah, but you still, if you're going to go back and reevaluate the Knicks and the five picks, they had to do something. Like they couldn't just sit still and say, we're getting better because we're just a year older.
And you'd feel that way if tomorrow Giannis demands a trade and the Knicks could have acquired him with those picks? Would you feel that same way or would you say, man, they only waited a year?
They took their shot when they felt like they needed to take their shot.
I get that.
They wanted to maximize what probably, in retrospect, they knew was the last shot for Tom Thibodeau. And so give him every resource available to try to find success. And he got close.
Very close.
Just not good enough.
Jeff down in Florida. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing? And by the way, do the Knicks beat the Celtics without Bridges? I think the answer is a convincing no.
So,
and that is with him not playing well. And speaking of Brown's championship experience, he actually did win another title that you didn't mention. with the Spurs in 03, they beat some team.
That is true.
Rutherford, I'm really not sure.
Yeah, they beat the Nets when he was a young assistant coach, learning at the nipple of Greg Popovich. Great. You're right. You're right.
He also did coach under Carlisle in his first tenure with the Pacers. So apparently, good coaches apparently like him. I wasn't, if you told me a month ago that Brown was going to be the coach, I'd be underwhelmed. But he does have the experience, a ton of pressure. He got fired by the Lakers after winning a first-round series and starting out 1-4. Worked out well for them because they brought in D'Antoni. The D'Antoni.
That's true. It didn't exactly get better for the Lakers when they fired Mike Brown after a good season the year earlier, and that was the lockout shortened season too. He had a good year with the Lakers his first year there. They won a round.
Right.
They lost in the second round. I'm trying to remember to who. And then he was gone after five games the following year.
Yep. His only under 500 year where he didn't get fired was his return to Cleveland, which with a young Kyrie, it wasn't a team ready to win.
I agree. He's got a very good resume. And I said this to start the show, and I stand by it. His resume in terms of success is better than the guy he's replacing.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a higher winning percentage in the regular season, a higher winning percentage in the postseason. He's coached in an NBA final, something that Tom hasn't done.
Right.
So the resume is damn good.
One championship as an assistant coach.
Yes.
So he's done a lot more than Tom Thibodeau has done. And so that matters. And I think most importantly, he's going to have the respects of the veterans in that clubhouse, in that locker room. And that's a big part of it.
And you know what the other part that you're going to love, Teak, is?
What's that?
You're going to love his press conferences. Here's a little preview of Mike Brown. This went very famous about a year ago when he was talking after a Sacramento game. And he was talking about, we got to do this consistently. We have to do it possession after possession. Here's Mike Brown. And if he does this in New York, you'll have a field day with it.
We just need to be methodical by stacking or playing the right way, possession after 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 possession. You guys got what I'm saying?
I think that was 28.
The commitment 28, to
that's a full half.
That's a good one. That's the commitment to the bit right there.
Yeah.
That's a guy saying,
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bunches can do it 5 times in a row or even 10 times in a row. And do we have official record, Tommy, that it was 28 in a row?
I saw it online that it was, I believe that. Let me get it for you here.
Now, yeah, so do it yourself.
Let's replay it for the audience. And we'll count together. You want to do that?
Let's count together.
We'll count out loud. Here we go.
We just need to be methodical by stacking or playing the right way. Possession.
One.
After possession.
Two.
After possession. After possession.
Four.
after possession.
Five.
After possession.
Six.
After possession.
Seven.
After possession.
Eight.
After possession.
Nine.
After possession.
Ten.
After possession.
11.
After possession.
12.
After possession.
13.
After possession.
14.
After possession.
15.
After possession.
16.
After possession.
17.
After possession.
18.
After possession.
19.
After possession.
20.
After possession.
21.
After possession.
22.
After possession.
23.
After possession.
24.
After possession.
25.
After possession.
26.
You guys got what I'm saying.
26.
26. Slightly off.
So a quarter. Full quarter.
That's a full quarter right there. That is a commitment,
right,
to the joke, if that's what
it
was.
I don't even think it's the joke. What's most interesting about that is that the patience that you have to not rush through that is pretty outstanding. Because most people would be like, possession after possession after possession after possession after possession after possession. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just kind of like, I'm making a point here.
You got to show a patience.
There's a patience,
yes,
that it takes to educate the questioner. And so, good job, Mike Brown.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Look, here's the bottom line around here.
I don't want that every day.
No, you got to pick your spots.
Right.
The most important thing a head coach can do around here is win. We all know that. That's number one. Number two, can you entertain us? You know, so there's two things going on here. Number one, win. Number two, entertain us. That's where Aaron Glenn has a chance to be really successful. Mm. I think he can be very entertaining.
Really?
Oh, I think so. Mm-hmm. I think him
entertaining to us because we're not asking the questions.
Yes. Oh, no, it's very intimidating.
Right.
Him threatening to wedgie Brian Costello is going to be hilarious. And I love Brian Costello.
We're the freaking New York Jets, so we're built for this.
I can't wait. I can't wait for football season. Let's go to Ray in Brooklyn. What's up, Ray?
Listen, guys, good afternoon. Hopefully you give me enough time as you did to that 88 coalition member, because I have actual value to bring to the table. So, Evan, you keep bringing up the offense of the Sacramento Kings a few years ago. Highly rated offense. Guess what, though? That's the only offense he has in the top 20. Guess who has three top 20 offenses and three in the top 17, including top 10 last year? That's Tom Thibodeau. And the thing about them falling off in the second half, you think that has a little bit to do with campaign running the offense the last 5 weeks? For 5 weeks when Jalen Brunson wasn't there?
Misleading.
You're
misleading the audience. I want to argue
with you.
Wait
a minute.
Ray, I'm not going to cut you off. I'm not going to cut you off. I want to retort that. You saw it in the postseason. Did they click? Did Jalen and Karl Anthony Towns click the way they should, considering the talents
that
they
have? Let me answer that, and then let me get to my other point. So,
as far
as the postseason, did you see OKC struggle several times to get blown up by 30, which they never did in the regular season, and other teams also? That's because the way it's being called in the postseason. That's why it's not misleading. You're misleading the people because it's called differently in the postseason.
I disagree because we're arguing. Can we argue and then you can finish? I'll give you every point you want. You're a good caller, Ray.
It's
a good back and forth. What about the rest of the regular season when Jalen was healthy? Like, you could see that their chemistry wasn't the same. There was something off. It didn't click between the two of them. So to just blame it on the way the postseason is called, I don't think it's fair.
All right, we'll agree to disagree there. I mean, they finished top four last year. They were top two almost, you know, the entire season when Brunson was there. But also, him going seven games as the favorite and getting blown out at home in Sacramento against the Kings is not an accomplishment. They were the favorite. They had the top-rated offense that year. And I'm not saying I don't like the hire. I'm just saying he's not better than Tibbs. And he's had LeBron James and all these other coaches with Jokic, LeBron James, and all these great players don't have three top 17 offenses of all time. And this is the guy, Tibbs, that we're saying sucks and has zero mind offensively, but we never give him credit, and we want to say it's misleading. It's just unfair. I'd rather have Jenkins. I would have rather have Johnny Bryant. And I guess that's all I got, but I appreciate you giving me the time. It's just, you know, Tibbs is getting a raw deal here. He has the Knicks ready to win. And so, you know, this guy's going to win with a team that, you know, the Tibbs developed.
He made
Brunson into a superstar.
Right. If the Knicks win an NBA championship, that's going to be a fun argument. Whoa, it's Tom Thibodeau's team. Who cares? Honestly, it doesn't even matter.
Right.
Who cares that Tom we all appreciate and understand how a part of this turnaround Tom Thibodeau was. He's an incredibly huge figure in the history of the New York Knicks that should always be appreciated.
I think the one thing that you can't do, as a fan, as an observer, is keep talking about Tom Thibodeau. You can't make the comparison to Tom Thibodeau because it doesn't matter.
They fired him.
He's fired. He's not coming back. It's a sunk cost, so to speak, if you want to look at it in an economic standpoint. He's not here. He's not going to have any influence going forward other than the impact that he's left on some of these players. And so now it's up to the new head coach, this new staff, to take what Tom brought here, give him credit, put him on a platform, put him on a plateau, I should say, it's better description, and now you got to jump higher. And that's really all that you care about with Mike Brown. It has nothing to do with Tom Thibodeau. It's how does Mike Brown make it better?
You're right and you're wrong. Here's where you're right. Your point is right. Mm-hmm. Like, he's gone, he's not coming back. That's the old line I had when Jacob DeGrom left as a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone, he's not coming back. Relitigating the Tom Thibodeau fight is a waste of time. So you're obviously right about that. I agree with you. But here's where you're wrong. And it sucks. But Tom Thibodeau's shadow is going to live over this team. And if things get off to a shaky start or things aren't working, naturally, you're going to hear Knick fans like Ray and others bring up, well, they shouldn't have fired Tom Thibodeau.
Huh.
So it doesn't simply go away. Like, unfortunately, when you have success around here, for the person that follows suit, the person that follows your job,
right,
you're going to hear about that person for a while.
You know who Tibbs reminds me of? Tony Dungy. Couldn't win the big one. Got Tampa. This will hit home for T. Got Tampa to that certain level. They fired him. It was probably unpopular. And then Gruden won a Super Bowl with him. Now Tony ended up winning a Super Bowl with the Colts. Right. And maybe Tibbs gets a job, wins a championship. But certain coaches can only get you to a certain point. You move on. And even if it is, those were Tony Dungy's players. But Gruden was the guy that won a Super Bowl with them.
You know, it's a better example. The reason I wouldn't use Tony is because of the last point you made. He eventually did win a Super Bowl.
Well, he got another opportunity. I don't know if Tibbs is going to get another opportunity.
I think he is. And that's why the comparison to Tom Thibodeau's Buck Showalter. It is.
Yeah.
It's Buck Showalter.
Yeah.
Also, not getting to a championship. You know, Buck Showalter's never managed in a World Series.
Right.
Tom Thibodeau has never managed in coached, obviously, in an NBA Finals. And I guess the big difference between Buck and Tibbs, when you get literal, is that Buck would leave places and it would be better off and the team would go up.
Mm-hmm.
And in Tibbs' case, not all his doing or his undoing, the Bulls got worse when he was gone. The T-Wolves briefly got worse when he was gone. And we'll obviously see about the next. We don't know. They better be better. Or they at least at bare minimum better be the same. Especially with the expectations in the Eastern Conference.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.